Now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You know how this works. We have four Issues Etc. soundbites. We play them for you, and then you vote. You vote by calling 1-877-623-MYIE or emailing us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. You don't have to like what you hear. In fact, if you don't like what you hear, that's a good reason for choosing it is Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you do like it and you want to vote for that reason, feel free. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback at issuesetc.org. When you call or when you write us, make sure that you tell us what you're voting for, which of the four soundbites, and why. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Stephen Hine on the comfort of a biblical understanding of the Christian life.
You notice we see two things there in Romans 7, and both need to go together in terms of the sign of maturity here. Number one, Paul sees his sin ever more clearly, and secondly, he becomes progressively more disturbed about it. Those are the symptoms of a healthy Christian life. We see it more clearly through the eyes of Christ, and we have the heart and mind of Christ also in terms of how we are reacting to it. The healthy Christian is one who becomes progressively more disturbed about himself, but he sleeps good at night because he sleeps recognizing that though he sins much, the grace of God abounds that much more.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from our regular guest, Jennifer Roback Morse. I asked her in a recent conversation what she likes most about Governor Sarah Palin, picked by John McCain to be his running mate, and the fears that she may have about Palin's vice presidency.
She is a post-feminist woman. She ignores feminism. She has had a whole adult lifetime of doing what she thinks is best for herself and for her family, and she ignores all of the old, tired, lame categories of Marxist feminism. She's not in competition with her husband. She's not sitting around saying, poor little me. She's not sitting around saying, if only I had better access to contraception and abortion, everything would be fine in my life. She's basically saying, I'm a capable woman. I'm going to do what women do. I'm going to do what capable women do, and that is to get married, love my husband, accept lovingly from God the children that God may send us, and make my life work around that. Honestly, the thing that worries me the most about her is not her becoming vice president. It's moving to Washington, D.C. from Alaska, moving to the Beltway. A lot of those people are nuts. I hate to tell you, but you know that place is so full of people who are completely wrapped up in themselves and their careers and their own advancement. She is going to shake those people up, and not just the feminists. And she's basically ignoring the ideological categories that have defined so much of so-called women's politics over the last 40 years.
Okay, that's soundbite number two. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite this week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Or email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Yesterday we talked with Dinesh D'Souza. I've been a big fan of his for a long time. He writes some great books. And now he's going around debating the new atheists, and he's not afraid of it. And here's why.
One reason I'm unafraid to debate these guys is not because they aren't really smart. They are. But they are smart in a narrow field. And yet you find that rather confidently they wander out of that field to make claims in realms, history, politics, philosophy. You'll find Richard Dawkins discoursing on the Shiites and the Sunnis. I mean, here's a guy who's basically an expert on evolutionary biology, giving us lectures about the Shia and the Sunni. Well, on that subject, he's a virtual ignoramus. And so I find it's very easy to sort of deflate these balloons because you get people who should be confined to an area that they know something about trying to speak in areas where they don't.
Okay, that's soundbite number three. What do you think? Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org, and our toll-free number on this Friday, September the 5th, 1-877-623-MYIE. MyIE, 877-623-MyIE. Here is the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. After this, get ready to vote. 1-877-623-MyIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. It comes from Dr. David Adams. We were talking about Moses, and in the course of that conversation, he wanted to point out how these Old Testament saints are real people.
This account of Moses committing murder is a good example of something that we see in the Old Testament time and time again. The Old Testament doesn't depict the people of God as what I like to call plastic saints. Often more liberals in the church like to argue that all this was made up many centuries after the fact. But usually when stories are made up long after the fact like that, the heroes of the stories are depicted as faultless people, as the ideal to which one should aspire. And seldom do the people of the Old Testament ever come across as that sort of ideal person that one would model oneself after. They're all flawed people because they're real people. And this account of Moses committing murder here in anger reflects the reality, the substance of the biblical record.
I remember the first time that was pointed out to me, that these guys aren't plastic saints. They aren't ideals. They're real people. It's a real eye-opener. That's soundbite number four. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number one? Dr. Stephen Hine on a mature Christian and mature Christian comfort. Should it be Jennifer Roback Morse on what she likes and fears about Governor Sarah Palin? Should it be Dinesh D'Souza on why he isn't afraid to debate the new atheists that often put themselves forward as experts in realms where they have no expertise? Or should it be soundbite number four, Dr. David Adams, on how realistic the Old Testament saints really are? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. A little later in the program, after we play about 10 more minutes of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week with you, in the second hour, Dr. Peter Scare, Assistant Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will be our guest. We'll be talking with him about some of these early figures in the New Testament. They are among the first that we meet, Zacharias and Elizabeth, already advanced in age, no kids. And to Zacharias appears none other than the angel Gabriel, and he promises Zacharias a son, a prophet son, and Zacharias doesn't believe, and Zacharias doesn't get to say another word until the son is born and the promise is kept. We'll talk about that in about 15 minutes here on Issues Etc. Then Mark Hemingway will be our guest. We'll talk about the Republican National Convention. Stay tuned.
What is it, Captain?
Whatever it is, it's incredibly advanced.
Hey, iPhone users, you can now listen to Issues Etc. live on your iPhone. Find out by going to piratechristianradio.com and click the iPhone link on the homepage. You no longer have to sit by your PC, laptop, or home radio to listen to Issues Etc. live. piratechristianradio.com and look for the iPhone icon.
With something much, much more. And it's going to change everything.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
LCMS Inc. canceled this? You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
We call devotional time in the Schwarz household Jesus time. We use a hymnal, a Bible, the catechism, and a book of prayers. I've always wanted a devotional book with all of these resources. Well, it's coming this fall. It's called Treasury of Daily Prayer. Find out about it on our homepage, issuesetc.org, or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A family-friendly devotional resource, Treasury of Daily Prayer.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to cast your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means it's time for you to call or email 1-877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one is Dr. Stephen Hine on a mature Christian life that is one that continuously struggles and is troubled by one's sin, and yet comforted by the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ. Soundbite number two, Jennifer Roback Morse on what she likes about Sarah Palin. She likes that she's a post, what did she call her, a post-feminist woman? Which of these two do you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dinesh D'Souza, why he's not afraid to debate the new atheists. They're often out of their depth. Or soundbite number four, Dr. David Adams on how realistic the Old Testament saints really are. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, I'm kind of impressed to have somebody like Dinesh D'Souza in amongst our regular guests there, like Dr. David Adams and Stephen Hine, on these weighty subjects. I think we come to the end of almost every week of Issues Etc. with some really, really good sound bites. And this week is no exception. Susan in Mississippi says, number four, Dr. Adams, I so tire of hearing biblical persons referred to as heroes or role models, even when the word flawed is attached to them, she says. It still serves to elevate their doing of deeds that they did, and it makes the accomplishments and the stories about the men and women not about the work God working through these people, through history, to accomplish his will. Basically, they were God's tools for God's work. We're all such tools, says Susan in Mississippi. Thanks for the vote. That's one for soundbite number four. Todd in Alexandria, Virginia, counts another vote for soundbite number four. He says, I enjoyed the discussion of Moses. Thanks for listening in Virginia, Todd. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-MYIE, or email us, as Susan and Todd have, talkback at issuesetc.org. Oh, I mean, it's not only Sunday school lessons, is it? Where kids get this picture of David, oh, he wasn't afraid of the giant, or Solomon, or Samuel, or any of the Old Testament figures, as though they had no flaws. It's also in popular evangelical preaching, too. After all, if you can mind the Old Testament for role models, you can't very well talk about Moses killing someone in anger, then running away. Those are the stories you skip because there aren't any good moral examples to be found there. Maybe they're there for something other than moral example. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. This email comes from Karen in Wyoming. She says, I vote for Jennifer Roback Morse. That's soundbite number two. She hits the nail on the feminist coffin. It is ironic how a woman from this generation exercises the very freedom that women from the previous generation worked so hard for, and because she doesn't conform to their ideals, she gets slammed. Great observation, Karen. Thank you very much. That's two votes for soundbite number four. Dr. David Adams on the realistic saints of the Old Testament, and one vote for soundbite number two, Jennifer Roback Morse on what she likes about Governor Sarah Palin, that she is a post-feminist woman. What about the rest of you? talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, about 6-7 minutes before we take a break and go on to hour two, 1-877-623-MYIE. In hour two of the program, we'll talk with Dr. Peter Scare about Zacharias and Elizabeth, and then Mark Hemingway is going to join us. He was at the Democratic National Convention, and he also attended the Republican National Convention. He's going to tell us about what he saw and heard there. Last night, of course, Senator McCain wrapped up everything with his acceptance speech. If he didn't bring the house down, at least he brought the balloons down. We'll see what Mark Hemingway has to say in a few minutes here on Issues Etc. This email comes from Gary in Canada. I vote for the comment by Jennifer Roback Morse. Morse's fair-handed evaluation of Governor Palin was wonderful in comparison to the liberal pro-abortion rhetoric shown on the Canadian news coverage when they had a woman from Planned Parenthood give her critique of Palin. Interesting. That's two votes for soundbite number two, putting it in a tie for first place with soundbite number four. Anybody else? 1-877-623-MYIE. talkback@issuesetc.org. I didn't know there was a Planned Parenthood in Canada. I suppose they're everywhere by now. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Don't be afraid to call, by the way. And we've got just a few more minutes to take your calls as we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. I like the term post-feminist woman. Would she have achieved everything she's achieved in a pre-feminist world? Of course not. But this is a woman who sees radical feminism in spite of its achievements, sometimes its achievements in spite of itself, as not worth holding on to. And this is why she does anger so many people. Should it be soundbite number one? Dr. Stephen Hine on the mature Christian and the mature Christian's true comfort. Lay your head down on your pillow at night, and although you have sinned and are troubled by it, deeply troubled by it, you are comforted by the perfect obedience of Christ. Soundbite number two, Jennifer Roback Morse on Governor Sarah Palin. Soundbite number three, Dinesh D'Souza, why he doesn't fear debating the new atheists because they're so often opining on things of which they know so little. Or Dr. David Adams on how realistic the Old Testament saints are. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Monday on the program, Pastor Peter Bender will be our guest. We're going to talk about the Apostles' Creed, beginning a series with him. And Dr. Marty Noland will join us. We'll talk about one of the, I think he actually began as one of Luther's teachers, Karlstadt, one of Luther's professors and instructors, but later become kind of a nemesis for Luther. Luther went away for a little while during the Reformation, came back, and Karlstadt had turned things on their heads. He'd emptied out the churches, whitewashed the walls, brought down all the statuary and stained glass, and he said he did it all in the name of Luther's Reformation, but Luther wanted nothing to do with it. Sad to say that among Lutherans today, especially Lutherans of my own ilk, Karlstadt seems to have more influence than Dr. Luther. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Dennis in Michigan writes us, tough choices this week. I'll use my three-sided coin to choose number three, Dinesh D'Souza, that gives it one vote. He offered clear, concise discourse on dealing with the unfounded arguments proffered by so many atheists today. The program deserves another listening. I agree. You can listen online, by the way, anytime you want to. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. You can either click on demand or you subscribe to the podcast, and when you do, all of the previous programs of Issues Etc., separated by their guest and their topic, will appear for your listening pleasure whenever you wish to listen, at your convenience. Issuesetc.org. All right, we need somebody to break the tie between soundbite number two, Jennifer Roback Morse, on what she likes about Governor Palin, what she's afraid of as she enters what she says kind of the crazy house of Washington, D.C., or soundbite number four, Dr. David Adams, on how realistic those Old Testament saints really are, really were, and really are. And we ought to keep them realistic, shouldn't we? 1-877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-MYIE, calling from Northfield, Minnesota. Here's Ron.
Well, hello. I'm voting for number two. I just thought that the soundbite when she described the post-feminist, somebody never heard it kind of described that way, and I thought that was a pretty interesting comment.
Thank you very, very much. And thanks for listening up there in Minnesota. That makes our winner this week, Jennifer Roback Morse, on what she likes about Governor Palin.
She is a post-feminist woman. She ignores feminism. She has had a whole adult lifetime of doing what she thinks is best for herself and for her family, and she ignores all of the old, tired, lame categories of Marxist feminism. She's not in competition with her husband. She's not sitting around saying, poor little me. She's not sitting around saying, if only I had better access to contraception and abortion, everything would be fine in my life. She's basically saying, I'm a capable woman. I'm going to do what women do. I'm going to do what capable women do, and that is to get married, love my husband, accept lovingly from God the children that God may send us, and make my life work around that. Honestly, the thing that worries me the most about her is not her becoming vice president. It's moving to Washington, D.C. from Alaska, moving to the Beltway. A lot of those people are nuts. I hate to tell you, but you know that place is so full of people who are completely wrapped up in themselves and their careers and their own advancement. She is going to shake those people up, and not just the feminists. And she's basically ignoring the ideological categories that have defined so much of so-called women's politics over the last 40 years.
That's your Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This week, Jennifer Roback Morse on what she likes and fears most about Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. Well, we'll be talking a little bit about Palin in about a half hour here on the program. Mark Hemingway is going to join us. He spent some time last week in Denver with the Democrats. We spoke with him then. And this week he was in the Twin Cities with the Republicans for their convention. We'll find out how it all came out, whether or not McCain's speech was everything it needed to be for the next 60 days before the election. Mark Hemingway of National Review will be our guest in about a half hour. Before that, we'll talk with Dr. Peter Scare about Zacharias and Elizabeth.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.